The civil case involves former Green Bay priest Donald Buzanowski. He's in prison, serving time for sexually abusing a Catholic schoolboy in the 1980s. The plaintiff is now grown, but his civil case accuses the Green Bay Diocese of knowing about the abuse but not protecting the victim. At the time, Bishop Robert Banks was the head of the diocese. He's now retired. Peter Isley is the Midwest director for a group called the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He says it's unusual that the case is proceeding because Wisconsin is the only state with a law shielding members of the clergy from sex abuse cases. Isley says the Green Bay case is going ahead only because an appeals court found the victim's family tried to report the abuse, but officials from the diocese discouraged them from it.
He would be the first bishop in the state of Wisconsin in, I believe, almost 20 years to have to answer questions under oath.
Isley says the civil case highlights the state's unique clergy shield law, and he says the state Supreme Court is poised to hear arguments against the shield when it takes up two cases this spring.
And hopefully this case will be able to proceed and yet further dramatize just the extent and nature of the cover-up and the problem here in Wisconsin.
Meantime, the Green Bay Diocese is releasing results of an audit showing that for the fourth year in a row, it's in full compliance with child protection standards as set forth by a Council of U.S. Bishops. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.